Bread and butter wines pair with the life moments you love, offering a rich and jammy Cabernet Sauvignon, a silky smooth Pinot Noir, and a buttery Chardonnay. Bread and butter wines are delicious. Find bread and butter wines in your favorite store.
Moving 92.5. Second date update.
We get hundreds of requests for second date updates from people all over the country now.
Yeah.
And when we're choosing who we should call, we usually look for something interesting about their situation, mm-hmm. whether it's a really unique way that they met or an awkward moment that they remember from their date.
Yeah.
And when we don't have any of that, we just go off the weirdest names.
Uh-huh.
And recently, we got an email from a guy who signed it Wrangler. I'm not sure if that's a college nickname or if it was some sort of typo in the email, but I don't know. Let's just ask him. Wrangler,
hello.
What's up? Is that a nickname or is that your real name?
That's my real name.
Okay.
Nice. Really?
So it wasn't something where you're trying to reach a country station and accidentally emailed us.
Yeah. You guys aren't a country station?
No.
No.
I've never heard anybody with that as a name. Where does that come from?
Well, as legend would have it, apparently I was conceived in the back seat of a Jeep Wrangler.
Okay.
Nice. Oh, my God.
Right. That was not very creative.
And your parents wanted you to remember that for the rest of your life.
Fun fact, Alexis was almost named Geo Metro.
Yeah.
Almost.
She was conceived in a Lexus. So that's why.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, Wrangler, who we're going to be calling today and where'd you meet her?
You got a minute? It's kind of a long tale.
Make it short.
I was just hoping for her name.
Yeah.
Her name is Rohana.
Rohana. Okay.
Rohana and Wrangler. Rohana. Okay. How'd you meet Rohana?
We dated our senior year of high school.
Oh, cool.
Oh, that's why it's a long story.
And you like rekindled.
This is like an ex thing.
It is, yeah.
Okay, well, why don't you give us a short version of the legend of Rohana?
Okay, we dated in high school, most of senior year, you know, went to prom.
Okay, I love that young love. I'm sure it was like kind of obsessive.
It's the love that you like kind of compare everything else to. And
aww.
We were really close. We always got along. Even when high school was over and went to different colleges, we tried the long distance thing, but it's just too far apart and it didn't work out.
So you guys broke up just because you were in different cities? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, it was like when the whole relationship is just about the pain of not being together. It's not,
it's not healthy.
Yeah. Plus, it is healthy, though, when you get to college after high school to take a little bit of time away and grow separately and become your own person. And then maybe you can come back together.
You mean is you want to go into college single, because why would you not want to
I thought that was a cute way of him saying hook up with other people. But whatever.
I was trying to mask it.
I mean, college is all about experimenting. Let's see what's going on.
Wrangler had a good time in college.
I mean, his name was Wrangler in college.
All right.
Hold on. I have heard that sometimes people dating, it just wasn't the right time for them. You know what I mean? Like so maybe now is a better time.
Sure. So how did you end up reconnecting with Rohana?
Well, you know, our friendship kind of drifted apart because it was hard to just be friends. And after college, she moved to England for work. So we just lost touch. And then I dated, but I didn't really find the one, and I was thinking about her. So not too long ago, it was our 10-year high school reunion.
Okay.
And I was thinking, okay, maybe she'll be there. Maybe she'll be single. Maybe we'll hit it. You know, like I'm hoping.
Maybe there'll be a Jeep Wrangler out in the parking lot, and we can make a little Wrangler.
What happened? I'm like nervous for you. Was she there?
No, she wasn't there.
God, you brought me to a place and then let me down, Wrangler.
Well, it brought me to a place and let me down. So I went home right after the prom and I got on Facebook. I sent her a message.
The prom? Oh, wow. You mean the reunion? Are you?
The reunion. I'm sorry.
You had a flashback.
Yeah, I know.
Sounds like prom night was good for you.
Yeah. All right. So what did Rohana say when you reached out?
I told her I was bummed I didn't see her, and she actually responded right away and we started talking again. And, you know, first it was like superficial chat, but very quickly it got to like that kind of deeper level, flirty. And I found out she moved back like a year ago, not to the same city as me, but not far.
Okay.
And she's single.
The stars are aligning, my friend. Yeah. So did you make your move? Did you ask her out? I mean, it'd be easy to do.
I asked her if she wanted to meet up for coffee, and she said yes. So
there we go.
You know, I got this feeling going. Like, I can't even describe the feeling. I was excited. Like, my heart was, like, crazy. So
it's okay. All men have that feeling. It's something that you can handle on your own time.
No. There's a lot riding on this, because for years you've built this woman up on this pedestal, it sounds like, and you've been comparing everybody else to her and whatever you guys had together.
Very much so.
What was it like when you met up with her?
Obviously, I built it up too much because I went and got flowers, and I go to the coffee shop and I sit down, and she did not show up.
What?
Seriously?
Oh, no.
She stood you up?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Dude, buddy.
I'm sorry, man.
What was that like? I mean, how long did you wait there for her?
Oh, I don't even want to say. I mean, like, I was there for upwards of 2 hours.
Oh, man.
He's like, I'm hoping this is a time zone thing because she moved back.
Yeah.
All the people with laptops thought it was weird I was there so long.
Yeah, without one.
Yeah. Oh,
did you try and text her or anything?
Yeah, I texted her. I called her. I got no response.
Oh. Are you, I mean, at this point, because you've had a minute to sit with, like, of course, the initial disappointment and sadness, but now are you angry?
I'm not angry. I am hurt.
Yeah.
And I figured rather than just like sit in this for another 5 days, I had to do something different. So I turned to you guys.
Okay. Yeah. I want to help reunite you with your high school sweetheart.
I hope you can. Okay. I really do.
So we're going to play a song. We'll come back. We'll give Rohana a call and we're going to wrangle you up a second date update. Okay, Wrangler?
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Hold on. It's the sequel to Disney's Moana. The Legend of Rohana.
Oh, I love both of these.
Because it rhymes.
Yes. Where did she go? Did she get lost on her journey to meet Wrangler at the coffee shop?
Oh.
Did she maybe end up on a different island with a hot dude named after an even nicer car?
Oh.
A Mr. Land Rover, perhaps? Mm-hmm. Either way, our job is to help out our listener, Wrangler, to find out what happened to his long-lost high school sweetheart.
Oh.
After she stood him up at the coffee shop. Now, Wrangler, we're about to call Rohana for you. And this is a girl you've been thinking about for years. What's going through your mind right now?
I'm really just hoping she answers.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe I was thinking about this because, I mean, there's a lot in this. And maybe she really does feel the same as you, but maybe she was just scared to see you. I don't know. Maybe something bad happened in the last 10 years. Like, she got arrested or something. And she doesn't want to tell you about it.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I'd be okay with that.
Okay, well, I'm just thinking because she, like, didn't show up to the reunion and she stood you
up. Maybe she's having a bad hair day.
But maybe that's
you.
It.
Oh, that's not an excuse to ditch someone.
Maybe her 5 kids were acting up in the back of the car on the way over and she had to ditch out.
Would you be okay with that, Wrangler?
5 kids.
It'd be weird. I didn't see 5 kids on her Facebook page, but maybe she's...
Maybe she's a horrible mom.
Yeah.
Hides them.
Wow.
A lot of questions, and we're going to try and get you some answers right now. I'm about to dial her phone number. You ready, ma'am?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I feel that. I feel nervous right now.
This is like Moana. I just want to blow a conch.
What? It's not like Moana at all.
Moana has zero love story in it. I just want to let you know.
I love
okay.
That movie.
All right. Whatever.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to dial the number right now.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Rohana.
This is Rohana. My name is Piggy.
This is Rohana?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah, that's who we're looking for.
Who are all these people?
We're a morning radio show. We're called Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. And I'm really glad that you answered because we've been trying to get a hold of you on behalf of one of our listeners.
Okay.
Yeah, we do something on our show called a second date update. That's where if you go out on a date with someone and afterwards, if that person isn't calling you back, you can email our show and we'll reach out to them for you to help them figure out the reason why.
Huh. Okay.
I mean, you didn't go on a first date with this person. Well, a long time ago, but not recently.
It's someone that you did go on dates with in the past and you were scheduled to meet up with him again, but you never showed up. You know what I'm talking about? Your date with Wrangler.
I'm sorry. I need to go.
No.
Hold on.
We're not calling to like attack you or tell you you're a bad person for not showing up. We're just trying to figure it out.
Because Wrangler's really confused about what went on that day. Because he showed up, he tried reaching out to you, and you never came. And he just doesn't know what happened.
Mm-hmm.
He's worried, if anything.
I just need time because I need to figure out how to talk to him. You know, kind of complicated.
Well, I mean, I understand how this could be complicated. I know your relationship spans over, you know, years and years going back to high school, so I'm sure there's a lot to talk about, but it'd be really helpful if you could tell us anything that we could pass along to Wrangler.
I just don't even know how to honestly go about it. I don't know how to explain it, and I just really would love to just at some point just be able to sit down and talk to him.
Well, that's the thing. Rohana, like, if you don't tell him, he's not going to just wait around. There's not going to be a time where you get to sit down with him. He's hurt. I mean, you'd be hurt if you had been really looking forward to seeing this person after so long, and then they just don't show up. I mean, that's a lot, man.
Yeah, I get that. I just wanted to have it all, like, really ready to say. I didn't want to get emotional.
Yeah, I understand that. I understand things like this can be tough, but the truth is there's probably never going to be a perfect time to do anything like this. The conversation's going to be hard no matter what, no matter when. And I feel like when that's the case, what better time than now? Because I need to tell you, Rohana, that Wrangler's actually on the other line listening, and he's ready to talk to you.
Are you kidding me?
Surprise!
I'm serious.
No way.
This is like ripping the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, it's the perfect time now.
Wrangler, are you there?
I'm here.
Oh, my God.
I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to blindside you here or anything. I just really, I didn't know what happened, and I was really looking forward to seeing you.
I'm just like, I can't believe this.
Rohana, don't be too angry. I mean, he couldn't get a hold of you. You weren't answering your phone calls, your texts.
I was worried.
The man was desperate. In a good way.
I mean, I feel like what might help Rohana in this moment is if you just at least start by explaining what happened that day of the date when you were supposed to meet him at the coffee shop. Because he still doesn't know.
We don't.
And we don't know.
Well, I actually was there. I was in my car outside of the coffee shop, and I saw him going in with the flowers.
Aww.
And then right away, all these crazy memories from high school and from college just came back. And, you know, it was just extremely overwhelming for me. And I just couldn't get out of that car.
Aww.
And Wrangler, do you remember when I had to go to London?
Yeah, of course.
Right here? Well, do you remember that you were supposed to take me to the airport and you never showed up?
Wrangler was supposed to take you to the airport on the morning that you left for London?
Yes, I was going abroad for a year, and he was supposed to take me to the airport, and he never showed up. And it was one of the most devastating things that I've had to go through. I mean, it's not like we were boyfriend and girlfriend at the time, like, but we were really, really close. And it was just, it was almost like I wanted him to go there and convince me not to go.
I mean, that makes sense, because it's like you have all these like big feelings from that moment and they're brought up again. And I'm sure you're scared of setting yourself up for that type of disappointment again from him.
Yeah, I mean, Wrangler was my first big love.
Yeah.
And you just never forget that.
Wrangler, you never told us about that half of the story where you were supposed to take her when she left for England.
What? Yeah.
Why didn't you show up that morning?
First, before I even explain why, I'm sorry. I am so sorry.
That was a strong move.
I should have known that was going to affect you. I was thinking about how it was going to affect me. I was thinking about how I felt about you and how I still had feelings with you. And the idea of putting you on an airplane and sending you away, just, it destroyed me. I couldn't do it. I could not do that.
Okay. I mean, this was high school, everyone, not to be heartless.
Yeah, but this is college, and these are big, huge emotions and relationships. And
I mean, you didn't even say anything to her, Wrangler? Like, why wouldn't you at least tell her how you were feeling instead of completely shutting down?
By that point, I thought I was supposed to be over it. Yeah. You know, we'd broken up, we'd moved on, or I thought you had moved on. You know, I know you were dating in college. I mean, I dated in college too, and you probably thought I moved on now that I look back at it, but I really never did.
You know, wranglers got to wrangle.
Like I said, it was my first big love, and it's something that you never forget. And at the time, I knew I had those feelings for you. I mean, I had them for a really long time. And
what are you guys talking about? It sounds like you have them right now for each other, that they're still, that they like still exist.
I do. I mean, I know it's, I know I haven't seen you in forever. I know that, you know, the feelings I have are for you from 10 years ago, but I do.
I mean, it seems like there's definitely something still there, and you guys need to talk this out in person.
Yeah, you're terrible at communication so far.
Yeah. The only way that we can solve this is by getting you guys face-to-face, and that's why we would like to offer to send you guys out on another date, and we'll pay for it. Kind of like a second first date.
Oh, my God, it's there a second chance for love.
What do you say, Rohana?
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Wrangler. It sounds like she's not interested.
Rohana, say yes. I know that it could be setting you up for more heartbreak, but that's what dating is, right? Like, it's taking a chance. You have to take that chance.
I feel like my life has been a big heartbreak, and
I feel you,
it's
sister.
It's tough. It's tough. I mean, but I do have to say that the time that I was with Wrangler is probably one of the happiest times of my life, and so I can't take that for granted. So I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yes.
Yay. All right.
Great risk, great reward. That's how it works, you guys.
There we go.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
It's like the end of Moana when she finds
again. This has nothing to do with Moana.
What can we say except you're welcome?
Oh my God.
No,
anybody. Oh my God.
There you go, Wrangler. Congratulations, you got a second date.
Yay.
Thank you guys. Thank you so much.
And Rohana, your five kids are cool with this?
Oh, okay, you're totally
unattached. Yeah. Awesome. Congratulations, you guys.
Oh, my God, and update us. Keep us updated on how things go, please.
Yeah, unless they go bad, because we don't want a sad story.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.